This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Bugles, Tom Whiskey, and a sinking ship. It's all coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker. Man, no sooner than I get a 30-cent raise and the economy goes to crap. I never really noticed it until a few weeks ago. I just figured it was people being stupid with their money again. That's amazing what people will blow their money on. I swear to God it is. I mean, I was just starting to be able to put some money away. Now I guess that road trip to Gatlinburg's going to have to wait, at least till I hit the daily four. Hell, I only missed it by one last week, so you know it's going to hit.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But during these times of depressions, you just have to make your money go farther. So here's a few easy tips on how to get your wallet looking like a Big Mac again. Number one, the next time you're craving fast food, don't hit the drive-thru and place an order through the speaker. Just race ahead of the pack, put it in park, and storm inside looking all disheveled saying, "You got my number 9 wrong again. Can I see the manager? Our baby can't eat tartar sauce and drink formula." Man, they won't ask questions. They'll just throw a bag at you. And they don't have to know that your baby happens to be a fire-ass hot 23-year-old brunette who needs a ride to bartending school. I swear to God she does. Yeah. Just make sure you don't hit the same side of town more than twice in the same week. Hell, most times you don't even have to ask. I've gone in there before like 100 times, just stood by the counter with my arms crossed and gotten free fries for years. I swear to God it works. Number two, don't waste $100 on motel rooms for your one-night stands. Here you got two options. Number one, around 1 or 2 o'clock every day, right before check-in, start coming to motels and seeing which doors are open with a cart parked outside. This is your chance to start hitting on a maid who's cleaning the room anyways. Usually there's still a good 30 minutes left of unlimited porn on the TV, so they've been good and horny since they puffed the pillows. And you're guaranteed clean sheets every time, and you'll walk away with your pockets full. Hell, last Christmas, I gave my mom, Phyllis, a year's supply of travel-size shampoo. She's still amazed I spent that much on her. I swear to God she is. Or take your $100 that you'd spend on one night in a hotel and spread that investment over 1 month by renting a nice storage unit. Man, I probably had more sex in many barns and storage bins than anybody I know of. And trust me, chicks love it when you take them somewhere rustic.
Oh,
I think it's a safer way to go camping anyways. I mean, what other campground is protected by a chain-link fence and floodlights? And who cares if she's married or has a jealous boyfriend? Mm-hmm. Good luck crashing this party without barbed wire cutters, Bruce. I remember this one time I was dating this maid. She was like 22, and she was Cambodian, so she could take the heat. Oh. Unlike you, Angel, you don't even have a job or a 30-cent raise. So if you want to whine about getting a climate-controlled unit next time, guess what? You can pay for it. Finally, man, this is easy. You've probably been hearing that every television in the world has to be changed over to high D, which is the same as HDF. Everybody knows it. All it is, man, is going to digital from analog. Uh-huh. And this ain't an option. Yeah. I mean, FEMA's making everybody do it, even old people. And that's where the money is. Just tell Granny she can't watch The Price is Right and watch her hand over the 20s just like Bob Barker's did for years. It's easy, man. All you need is extension cords, tie wire, some duct tape, oh, and a converter box. Uh-huh. Getting a bunch of those is a tricky part, but I know a guy. And if you're a young gal who's fire-ass hot in her mid-20s and you need your box hooked up, just put away your money, honey. We can work out a barter deal. I swear to God we can. Just meet me at Eastland Storage Units. I'll leave the door raised for you. I gotta go.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
If you're looking at your listening device and wondering, what the hell is that? Chances are, it's the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee, Willie Griswold, Pat Godwin. Pat loves to play his guitar when we're off the air,
yeah,
Tom,
I do.
Instead of
I
on
do.
The air. There's Josh Arnold.
Tom wouldn't know he wasn't paying attention.
That's true.
I got to sneeze. Go
and
ahead.
When Josh's microphone is on.
Oh, my God.
Man,
gosh.
That sounded like it was satisfying, Tom. I bet that was a good one.
That was an orgasm.
No, I got to get a squeegee. Hang on.
Oh, boy. As my niece would say, you are disgusting.
Hey, by the way, Josh, would you want to go on retreat? But that's charge, right?
That's Reveille.
That's get up.
Yeah.
That's not a retreat.
It's Reveille.
You know what song
what are you, a bugle expert?
I am.
Is that right?
Charge of the Light Brigade, one of my favorite movies.
Help me. Yes, who's
in
that?
I love.
Errol Flynn.
You mean Errol Flynn?
Errol Flynn.
That's a great movie.
Which one?
Charge of the Light Brigade.
What is it? Oh, I'll have to check it out.
Road the 600 and
Charge of the Light Brigade.
That great poem.
Light Brigade.
Am I alone?
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
More than you'll ever realize.
Really, you have no idea.
Life is suffering, my friend.
We're all.
I absolutely love the Bette Midler Boogie Woogie Bugle Boys.
Oh, I love that too.
Nothing love here. It.
Very fun.
You've never been more wrong.
Were you wearing the rollerblades for that? Was that? Yeah. Thank you, Pat. Was that popular with
that was like
you
a
and
huge,
your friends
in high school? Yeah, 70
at the baths.
Bruce, Lance, and I might have gotten together
at the baths.
I know it's like it's, but I love that song.
It is fun.
Yes.
We have the Charge of the Light Brigade.
And Ace likes that movie, Tom.
No, none of you guys.
The Light Brigade.
Yeah, Light, L-I-G-H-T.
Yeah, that is the one with the 300, yeah.
It's, here it is, I just found it. Yeah, Into the Valley of Death Rode the 600.
Ah.
No, it's 300.
Tennyson.
Gerard Butler, that's a movie.
Yeah. Tennyson Poole.
This is part of...
Half a league onward.
Oh, please do this
All
for
in the Valley
hour,
of Death.
Will you? Yes.
Rode the 600.
Man, this is boring.
No, it's history, cool. Fellas.
Sonorous.
I can't believe Dance you guys force. Don't think it's fun. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, well,
right. Coming up, we're going to have a special guest joining us in a few minutes.
You sound excited about it.
Oh, I have a...
You're our leader. We take our cue from you.
Yeah. Let's get started going.
I love that. There's the potential of this derailing. Very, very.
Potential.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Get on in here, Doc.
No, come on.
Sit down. As I live and breathe, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Tom Whiskey, Frontier Doctor.
Hey, Chickster.
Good morning, Doc. Good to see you, my friend.
Ace, chewing on the old wood, I hear.
Gnawing.
Oh, gnawing in the wood, yeah. That's some...
Doc, you don't have to make any affectations now.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, right.
That's some kinky sex thing.
Okay, take it easy.
Don't forget to say good morning to Tom. He gets upset when you don't say good morning.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Oh, great, Doc. Thanks for
Hey, Wilbur, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey there, Doc.
I guess that is a mustache in what's the word I'm looking for? Work in progress.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I may take that hat off, Doc.
Wow.
Patty G's over there?
Yeah.
It's good to see you, Pat.
Good to see you.
There's that little saucy vixen, Christy Lee.
Hey, Doc. It's been a while since my exam.
Oh.
That's right.
You need to get in there and give it a look-see, yeah. Doc.
I like to put on a miner's helmet with a little pelvic action.
There you go.
Oh, you get out my tools.
You wacky old sawbones, you.
That's true. Joshy, it's always a great pleasure to see
Likewise. Great to see you.
I know you're a poet.
I like to think of myself as a
wordsmith. Man of words? Yeah. I don't mean to over-exaggerate. Yeah. No, that means you're exaggerating your exaggeration.
Yeah, hyperbolic.
That's right. That is a thing. You say I don't want to over-exaggerate, but that's a stupid thing to say.
It is a stupid thing to say.
What are we doing? Well, funny. Words are hilarious.
This is the true tale of old Elmer Whiskey.
Elmer.
Frontier farmer. Small-minded man.
Can't see past his nose.
He's very protective of his three daughters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Those were some... Talk about saucy vixens. I tell you, you get one whiff of the... The point here is...
Doc.
The girls came up to me and said, we've all got dates coming up for Friday night.
How about that?
Elmer said, I don't know about that.
Wait a second.
I don't trust these fellas. Tell you what, if they're going to bring dates, I want these fellas to write me a poem to show that they're sophisticated and kind gentlemen.
Okay.
Well... The doorbell rang at the farmhouse Friday evening early. Old Elmer Whiskey answered the door, and this handsome fellow said, Hi, I'm Joe. I'm here for Flo. We're going to go to church and then to the show. Is she ready to go?
Okay. All right.
Very nice.
And Elmer Whiskey said, Well, that's very impressive. Mm-hmm. Hi, Joe. I'll go get Flo. She's ready to go.
Yeah.
Seems like a nice, mild-mannered fellow.
Sure.
Then Elmer Whiskey heard the bell ring again a few minutes later, And there was another fellow at the door, very handsome man, had his hair slicked back. And he said, Hi, I'm Eddie. I'm here for Betty. We're going to church and then going to get some spaghetti. Is she ready?
No.
Well, that sounds like a nice time, spaghetti in the church basement.
Right this way.
Let her go. That's very nice.
Seems to be a trend amongst these gentlemen.
Yeah.
They had the right poems. Mm-hmm. And the next feller came up.
I lost track. is this the third fella?
It's
hard to follow.
Okay. The third fella came to the door and he presented himself and he said, Hi, my name's Chuck. And he punched him. Okey-doke. He punched him in the face.
Naturally. So ends another true tale.
Never get to finish his poem.
From the old...
thank you, Doc.
See, Eddie had spaghetti and...
It's time now to go across the way to see Christy Lee.
My mom always said, when she would, it wasn't going to the movies, it was we're going to the show. Did your parents ever?
Yes, I'm familiar with that. Yes.
Absolutely.
Hey, you guys want to go to the show? And she just meant the movies.
Yeah.
Huh. I'd say the movies, like a 30s gangster. Going to the movies. See the movies.
See a movie.
Yeah.
But there was probably only one theater, one movie.
The State Theater.
Let's go to the show.
That's the problem with our culture. There's too much of everything.
Yep.
Too confusing.
Yep.
Too many channels.
What are you watching right now, Christy?
1923. We talked about that.
Yeah, we did. Privately.
Not privately. Would you stop?
Oh, was that a little pillow talk this morning between you two?
Yeah, that's right. Pat and I were talking about how I love
last night's
Helen
episode.
Mirren.
We did, actually. You got one of your pubes in my teeth.
Right now, we're watching basketball at my house. Four screens, whatever that multiple. Oh, my God.
That Texas game was awesome last night.
That is basketball fever.
I haven't been watching TV this week.
I got some shows. I'm watching Severance. I'm watching The Pitt. I'm watching The Daredevil show.
To be honest, full disclosure, this is where Severance, this music is from Severance, actually. It's called Labor of Love, and it was written in the 40s or 50s, but this is... I think you'd like Severance if you started watching it.
Yeah, it has been...
it's troubling.
Very, very big.
You know what my problem is with Severance? I don't think that it can possibly pay off the way they build it up.
People are worried it's going to have sort of a loss. Yeah,
the first season, it paid off pretty well, but I don't know about the second.
I
wonder if this conversation will pay off.
I don't think so.
I'm going to say nowhere.
Well, what are you watching, Josh?
I wouldn't dare to bore everybody with it.
Oh, I know.
No, the current show, I watch Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets.
Did you finish the epic porno trilogy, All Hands on Dick?
I did finish the trilogy, and like most trilogies, part two is the best.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Also,
yeah.
I didn't say this. I'm watching The Pit. Drew Powell is in The Pit.
Yes, he is.
Without giving any spoilers.
I never cared for him.
Drew plays maybe the worst guy of all time. He is just a dick, and he does it great.
Oh, that's fun.
He does a really great job, and it's awesome seeing him in something. But man, I hate that.
Actually, I can get you to watch The Pit because one of the stars of it, the lady who kind of runs The Pit, older lady, she used to be a boyfriend, girlfriend with Dennis Hopper. So maybe you would like to go watch that.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I just have been pretty busy. I'll watch it.
Ace watches probably the most TV, but you know what he does when he doesn't watch TV?
What does he do?
Wait a minute. We're going to get...
Oh, my goodness.
My
look
gosh.
At that.
Ace likes thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
And his hunger is frightening. He likes to gnaw on wood. Yeah. Baby. Gnaw on wood. As a child.
Oh, nice. Thank you, man. Nice callback.
No.
We appreciate it.
Who wrote Knock on Wood? Was that Steve Cropp?
Is that Eddie Floyd? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Hang on. We're not having a conversation, Josh. I wasn't engaged. Hang on.
Okay, sorry.
You know, they're raising taxes in St. Louis. Did you hear?
They are.
What do you got?
Explorers have discovered the wreckage of a cargo ship that sank in Lake Superior storm more than 130 years ago.
Sweet baby Jesus.
The Western Reserve, one of the first all-steel cargo ships to traverse the lakes, was supposed to be one of the safest ships afloat. We heard about that with the Titanic, didn't we? One summer voyage, however, the 300-foot ship encountered a gale on Lake Superior that cracked the vessel in half and sank it. Last July, explorers from the Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society.
I insist that you try that again because it's only going to get worse. I can't wait.
Shrimpwreck?
Last July, explorers from the Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society pinpointed the Western Reserve off Michigan's Upper Peninsula. 27 people perished in the shinking.
You're so close.
You know what it reminded me of, though? Peninsula reminded me of municipal a little bit.
Yeah. That's a tough
27
one.
27 people perished in the sinking, including the ship's owner, Peter Minch, and his family.
And by the way, I don't mean to be too serious here, but they're now first responders are shifting their efforts. from rescue to recovery for the lost souls.
Yes.
By the way,
it's been 130 years. They figure
a lot of time.
A Wisconsin Marine Historical Society summary of the Western Reserve notes the Titanic used the same type of steel as the Western Reserve, and it may have played a role.
Yeah, the kind that doesn't float.
In speeding up the luxury liner's sinking.
Irish steel.
Why can't we have hysterical societies? Along with historical society.
Yes, we should.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, we don't know what we're doing.
sinking shipwreck. That's a tongue twister.
I just like the fact that there's still an organization of explorers. That'd be great. Nobody has a cool job like that. Who do you work for? Oh, I work for the Explorers Society.
Yeah, but think about the days where you don't find things. It's so boring.
Everything's been found, though.
No.
Absolutely.
They're starting to find a whole bunch of stuff now. They're finding a lot of World War II aircraft and ships that are in the bottom of the ocean. It's great.
Wait and see. Special effects, CGI.
It's not CGI.
A lot of this is AI.
Okay, what am I saying? Wouldn't you like to be an explorer?
No.
I am an explorer of the human psyche and a man's condition on this.
Yes.
Refrigerator.
On this big blue.
That's a mean thing to say, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Look and see what's in the fridge.
Why do you choose to hurt when you could be sharing so much love?
Because I got nothing else to name but pain.
This weekend, exploring a new pizza topping. I'm sorry. Back to you, Christy.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
What?
We can't have a ship sink without Ella Fitzgerald.
Yes, we can.
I am going to kill you.
I'm going to kill you.
Well, I'm just saying.
It did sink in Lake Superior.
It sure did.
God. You know, Josh, they whistle Edmund Fitzgerald on the show Severance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll talk about it for 10 more minutes.
Can you do a whistle for me for the intro? In the right key?
I'm in the right key.
All right. That's nice.
If you weren't his son, he'd be losing his mind.
I'm whistling too.
You've never been able to whistle. That's not whistling.
I got it the second time.
That was beautiful.
The second time I nailed it.
Yes, you did.
It was unpleasant to the ear.
You were busy attacking me, but I nailed
what
it.
What is the context in Severance in which there's
just a guy who whistles it.
Why? Is there a reason he's doing it?
No.
Watch the show.
Let's get this over with.
Please.
Remember the Bob and Tom Show motto. Let's get this over with. All right, Pat.
Sounds like your girlfriend Friday night about 11.
Well,
his system below like the ship we all know. The rectum of
just gonna get longer.
Let's jump to it.
She'd sket when she sang and her bottom would bang. A disaster when the winds would come early.
I did not do that.
Who pushed that?
It's
who did
that? Captain Chaos.
Who did that?
I thought it was real.
Who do you think?
The Fitzgerald family emailed me, said stop singing about poor Ella's rectum. I said I'll do my best, but Tom has a request, and it's very hard to reject him. We're almost done.
Willie, one more whistle? Piss your dad off?
There's another motto. We're almost done.
Okay.
It's like the Allman Brothers, twin whistlers.
Here we go, we're gonna end it.
The doctor had said, would always turn his head when performing her colon procedure.
Stop. No,
it's
no, keep
too
it
wet.
Up. Keep it
up. I've never
stop doing that.
There's polyps and corn and Louis Armstrong's horn. The rectum of Ella Fitzgerald.
I see trees of green.
Oh, that's so
oh,
nice.
I thought you were
going to
hit it.
No.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Ist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.